This time we welcome to the program Ward 2 Civic Association President, Attorney Richard Ash, to chat about some happenings at the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center recently. So Richard, good to see you. Thanks for coming over.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Always a pleasure. Likewise.
Nice to see you.
There was a meeting not too long ago at the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center about safety. So what's going on?
There was. There have been a few meetings over the last year. I think every couple months they've had safety meetings. So I want to preface with that. Those meetings are usually with Officer Steve Cleary from the Quincy Police. He is the officer that reports to 1000. He's the community resource officer for the point. And I think they had their last one before my involvement in October or November of last year. The beginning of this year, some safety concerns were brought to my attention that were the impetus for their most recent safety meeting that you're referring to, which was last Monday, March 26th or 27th.
Yeah. Okay, so these meetings have been ongoing on a regular basis?
The Quincy Police have had safety meeting check-ins with 1000 Southern Artery. The most recent safety meeting was with a representative from ARCO, who's the management company who manages 1000 Southern Artery out of Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay. Who owns 1000 Southern Artery, Richard? What's the breakdown of the ownership?
It's my understanding that is owned by a partnership in which 50% of that partnership lies with the Baharian family, and 50% of that partnership is with this company called ARCO out of Maryland.
Okay. Do you know how long that relationship has been? Because it used to be just Quincy Point Congregational Church,
yes.
Right? The Baharian family.
Yes.
Yeah.
That renewal, the date on the renewal is 2014.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if that could have just been the beginning of maybe the LLC, but not the operational aspect of it.
Gotcha.
But the beginning of that process of the new ownership, I believe, was 2014.
Okay. So why did safety concerns come to your attention? How did that happen?
I received a call from some concerned residents.
Okay.
They go by, and they are incorporated, actually, as the 1000 Southern Artery Residents Committee.
Oh.
Tenants organization. And it's a group of six or eight of the residents there that were, quite frankly, fed up with some of the safety issues. They were having problems with people piggybacking in on behind residents. You know, if a door opens, somebody goes in, and
gotcha.
They might overstay their welcome. There were issues with break-ins of the storage units.
Okay.
And just a general sense of people being there that shouldn't be there.
Really? How long did they say that had been going on?
I didn't really ask for a time frame.
All
I would
right.
assume for a considerable amount of time,
yeah.
given my phone call, but.
Okay. So had they reached out in other areas to try and resolve those issues and before it came to your attention?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just didn't get any satisfaction?
No, I don't. I think everybody that was involved, and I don't even know who was involved prior to my involvement, and I'm sure everybody tried really hard to help out with these safety concerns.
Mm-hmm,
The issue lies in a privately owned building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the majority, I'll say, of the senior housing in Quincy is operated under Quincy Housing Authority.
Right.
And all of those buildings, it's my understanding, they have at least some level of security cameras or personnel.
Okay.
And that was lacking at 1000.
Okay.
Beginning of this year.
Yeah, which is the largest, I think, is it not?
Yes.
The largest senior complex
yep.
in the city. And it's spread between two buildings, right? It's a huge complex.
Yeah, there's the east wing, the south wing, the main building. It might even be four buildings.
Might
I'm
be
trying to think
that,
of
yeah.
it now. I've only been there 1,000 times.
but there are over 600 apartments, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, 641 is
okay.
the number that sticks in my head.
All right.
Yeah.
So where does it go from here?
It did take some legwork,
yeah.
and I worked with the mayor's office
okay.
a bit, which they were great. I had a couple of private meetings and some correspondence. Essentially, after reviewing all of the calls to Quincy Police mm-hmm. over the last couple of years, being able to highlight the safety concerns and issues that sometimes there are calls are medical there. I can't even say sometimes, the majority of the calls are medical there. But the calls that are not medical, the level of attention they're given based on the population, you know, was a bit concerning. All things that would be dispelled with security cameras or a or personnel.
Okay.
There were issues with the keys, the doors having master keys that haven't been changed in a while. So you know the turnover of residents over the years, the residents get concerned with who actually has keys to their buildings.
Sure.
And who doesn't.
Yeah.
And there are a number of residents for health reasons and health based on health concerns that leave their doors open.
Hmm. Okay.
Which, I mean, they are told, and I recommend, of course, you know, lock your door, shut your door. But that wasn't an issue, you know, a number of years ago. It was a coveted place to be. And I'm sure management's doing everything that they can, and it's absolutely no disrespect to anybody involved. But I'm very happy to, based on my conversations with the management company and working with City Hall, we had a very fruitful safety meeting last week, and a big part in that is Quincy Police and you know Steve Cleary, Resource Officer Steve Cleary, coming, and he's going to start going to the building more and just being present there.
Okay.
and going through and so that they know the residents there know his face and they feel a level of security there.
Okay.
Yep.
But what about the issue of you know, security guards and cameras? Where does that stand right now?
It's my understanding that the management company and the ownership, they received some bids for cameras pre-pandemic.
Okay.
And then there were issues, of course, implementing them during the pandemic. Also some other structural issues at the building that became more important. And the implementation of cameras may take a little while. The plan is to have cameras at each entrance and exit and at each elevator and doors on each floor. So, but I there's no telling. I can't get an estimate on that timeline.
Yeah.
It's just very, I'm very happy and to hear that that's in the plans.
Okay.
Until then, within the next month or 6 weeks, they're going to start doing new key fob systems.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to they've got some of the wiring done, but they're going to start giving out, instead of your regular metal key, the fobs.
Mm-hmm.
to everybody, and that will alleviate some of the security concerns.
Because any keys that are outstanding will not be able to work anymore.
Correct.
Okay. What about guards, security guards, personnel?
I don't think that there's any plans for security guards or personnel.
Okay.
It is my understanding that Officer Cleary or the Quincy Police will be there more often.
Mm-hmm.
There was talk of having a satellite office.
Yes.
Like they have at some of the QHA complexes.
Yep.
And I think everybody's on the same page and really wanting to create the best environment for these seniors.
Okay.
Which is great.
So if residents are having issues or concerns, what did you recommend they do?
If the residents are having issues outside and they've exhausted their resources at 1000 Southern Artery,
mm-hmm.
i.e. the, you know, the management company, and Officer Cleary's there, or I'm going to be going in and out as well, just kind of making sure everything's good. But they can always reach out to us and me at the Civic Association for help as well if that's
right.
Needed. I recommend trying to go through the office first,
okay.
Of course, because
right.
I do think that the breakdown of communication that may have existed is now lifted, and everyone's, you know, just trying to put their best foot forward.
Okay.
And right. Make sure that these seniors are well cared for and have the level of security and comfort that they deserve,
which is the main concern, of course.
It's certainly
everybody. Yeah. Has the ward counselor got involved in this?
I'm not sure if Councilor Andronico was involved in the safety meetings last year.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you one.
Okay. Way. So, but is he currently involved in this particular process?
I think
now?
His plan was to try to make the safety meeting last week, but he had a conflict.
Okay.
In that.
Okay. But should folks reach out to him as well?
Should they want to? Could reach out to either Counselor Andronico or myself.
Okay, all right. So are there be regular?
I do have more of the intimate knowledge and the current happenings.
Yeah, because you're serving as their attorney, right? You're representing them. Yeah.
And I'm glad that I was able to approach it with from a mediation standpoint and kind of.
Yeah, and you found management to be receptive to that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's the ultimate goal of an attorney, right?
And I mean having the management company, fly in for the couple of meetings with me, and I don't think that was anything. That was something that was new to other people that have worked on the project.
Okay.
Just having that level of communication was great.
So that progress right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Will there be regular safety meetings now going forward?
The next safety meeting should be sometime in May, but I don't have a date for it yet.
All right. Okay. So, but you are planning to kind of continue to meet on these issues.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we should let them know about?
Some other issues outside of the key fobs and the cameras seem to be complaints of speeding going through from Des Moines, cutting through that cutoff right there.
Yep.
Because that red light is a no turn on red.
Right.
So people have been cutting through to kind of get around the light. And the plan is to put higher speed bumps and more signage there.
Okay.
As well as in the hill coming down from the east wing on the other side. Higher speed bumps, more signage, and hopes that alleviates the issue.
Okay.
I did have the statistic from Officer Cleary, which I thought was great. As of last Monday, the number that he had of Quincy police calls since January to 1,000 was 200. And out of that 200, 160 were medical.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that shows an improvement over, based off of what I saw from last year's records anyway.
Okay.
Already. There's talk of having a covered T-stop at 1,000 as well.
Hmm.
And that was tabled for last week, but that should be brought up soon and more in depth. And the crosswalk next to Walgreens was approved, but needs to be funded by the city council.
Okay.
So that, it's my understanding that was approved, it needs funding, and I think they're looking at end of the year, early next year. Other than that, the residents are reminded to lock their doors and to refrain from giving out keys to any of their relatives or loved ones, just in case.
Yeah. Does the Tenants Association have regular meetings, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. And are they looking for members to join them, do you know?
Again,
don't
not
know.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Didn't know there even was a Tenants Association,
yep.
So that might be news to folks as well.
Yep.
So, okay. To reach out to you, email or phone?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right. Thanks for coming by, Richard. Good
Thanks,
to talk
Joe.
To you. You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.